Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alex Italanda here. This will be a shorter intro. If you want the full one, check out the first part of the Behind the Ostima series, which I highly recommend if you want to do this in order. And if you enjoyed the first episode and would like access to the whole series, you can do that on the Ostium Network Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. At the $5 tier, you can get access to the 40-plus episodes of the Behind the Ostium series, plus ad-free episodes of the Ostium Network shows, and a whole bunch of bonus material. So let's get started with the next episode of Behind the Ostium, where I sit down with Dwayne Farver of the Manifestations podcast and a big fan of the show, and we talk about the ins and outs of our favorite show, the Ostium podcast.
So here we are back again with Behind the Ostium, and this is take two this time, because last time I didn't record it properly and we lost everything. So this time I've got redundancies in place and backups and we're recording everything, and hopefully this time, fingers crossed, everything comes out good. So we're going on with episode 5, AWOL. That's right, yeah?
Correct.
Okay. So that's why I think, because we've already tried this once, our answers are going to come real quick and easy, I think, because I won't have to think too much about it this time, hopefully. with this episode, because it was kind of the midpoint of the season, I was looking to make it a kind of a standalone, standout, different sort of thing, a little bit of a cliffhanger-y sort of feel to it, and just really change up the show. Up to this point, we've been going through different places with Jake and seeing different things, whereas now we're starting with a whole new character, and I wanted to make it a whole different feel about it, give her own unique voice, her own feel. That's why I kind of started it with her, you know, because she has her military background and how she's speaking in that military speak to kind of give it that strange and unusual feel to it. And then once she realizes she really doesn't need to talk that way anymore because she doesn't have a sergeant or person watching her the whole time, she can do whatever she wants. So then she gets rid of that. Like I said, I had that military angle. I wasn't sure where I was going with her story at this point. It was more just kind of feeling out the character, a new character, and seeing where it was going to go. And finding out her own story of what it was with Ostium and how it linked there. I wasn't even sure how long I was going to stick with the military angle. I'd played with some ideas of what her background, what her true story might have been, where I even had, I think I had at one point, possibly being an alien, which would have been a fun little side project. and then eventually it settled on her being a person from the future, as we know now. And again, just kind of feeling her character go along and how her own story of how she came to be part of Ostium, to find Ostium and find her own story for being there. And the other kind of twist I had at the end was Jake seeing that the door number 2 had turned gold, which he had not done himself, but he therefore knew someone had done it, and that's where we got Monica. So what do you have questions for episode 5?
I don't know that I have any questions, but I do have a note.
Or comments.
Yep, that yeah, I figured she was some kind of in some kind of a black ops organization, just based on the jargon. That I have a note here that she had gone through door 2 and 3 before Jake, which I believe we talked about previously, that Ostium was still a little fluid at this time with who it was going to be tying itself to. And at this point, I believe we find, or at least I have a note, that the blackness seems to be tied to Jake.
Right. That's once it knows that, it knows, yeah, it's fixating on him. He's the chosen one, the hero.
Right. And
whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. I always liked Monica, because she was more cautious. Jake was very curious and,
very
quick to action sometimes. I did not trust Monica yet at this point, though. So, yeah, she could have been an alien. I would have bought it.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to. And yeah, Jake, just the guy who makes not always the best decision, but what, you know, the curiosity overcomes his timidity, you know, and he just needs to go in there. And then as we get to learn about the characters more, we find out that Monica's the more calculating, possibly cautious one. I'd also be found more down the line, too. Since she's older and wiser and more experienced, and also being from the future, being a mother and all this stuff too, she just knows more about life and knows not to always jump into a empty door, or open door to a black place that you don't know where it's going to
exactly.
Go. So they kind of complement each other that way, yeah.